Hey everybody, it is Crypto Bobby, and today Bitcoin has broken through $10,000 after dropping over the month of February well below 10K to at one point in time below $6,000. And Bitcoin, literally as of the time of recording this video or podcast, I just hit the re-record button because I was talking about potentially Bitcoin breaking $10,000. And as I was filming the episode, as I was recording the podcast, it went through $10,000. Now it's hovering a little bit below. But I want to talk today about what happened the last time Bitcoin broke 10K. Will we see similar action, or will the psychology of it be a little bit different this time now that we've done it before? And there are also a couple points that I want to specifically discuss around some of the debate that is now resurfacing around Bitcoin Core versus Bitcoin Cash, and whether or not there's even such thing as Bitcoin Core. Also want to talk specifically about how the market can beat newbies down. There was a really funny Twitter moment that was posted about a moment of silence for the people that bought the top and sold the bottom of Bitcoin at $6,000. And I want to go over a few of those points of discussion and talk about that in a little bit more detail. And then lastly, Bittrex is back to adding new tokens, or it seems like Bittrex is adding new tokens again with the addition of WAX. And we can talk in comparison. One of my buddies, Greg Rocco, Obstropolis on Twitter, posted a comparison between what happened when Polymath was added to KuCoin and when WAX was added to Bittrex, and the massive difference between the two. If you are watching this on YouTube, you might notice today I'm actually using the Brave browser as well. I've been using it about 50% of the time on the desktop, and about 75%+ of the time on my iPhone. And I have a link below. It's a referral link, but if you haven't started using the Brave browser, I would definitely recommend giving it a shot at least. It is a really interesting and ambitious crypto project in my mind, and I've had a couple tweets about it, and the team has been really active as far as taking in suggestions and trying to improve the usability of the browser. Basically, the thesis behind it is it allows you to, or it automatically blocks advertisements and tracking, and allows you to contribute basic attention token to support, whether it's YouTubers like myself or just websites or anybody out there, to allow them to monetize rather than through ads, to monetize through basic attention token. But if you want to try it out, I would definitely recommend it. It comes with basically built-in ad blocker on both the desktop and on a mobile device as well. So hit that link below if you want to check out Brave. Always good to support projects in the crypto ecosystem. It helps to just spread the love a little bit, which I think is important. So check that out below. The link will be in the description and in the comments if you want to check that out. Now, outside of that, like I said, we are literally hovering right now at this point in time about $10,000 as of recording this video, and we broke through $10,000 within the past couple minutes, as I said. And it's interesting to look at the last time that Bitcoin broke through $10,000, because it was pretty much a rocket ship up to 20K. There was a really interesting psychological level there with $10,000, and I think it led to a whole media cascade where Bitcoin broke $10,000 and all of a sudden it got all this media attention and all this excitement. And then as soon as that happened, all these new people started buying and buying and buying, pushing up the price. And I think a lot of the initial people in the space could help to drive up the price as well. And we got to a point with that $20,000 mark where it sold off basically as soon as that level hit. But if we look, when Bitcoin actually broke through $10,000, the first time around, it went up about 95% over the course of 18 days. It was essentially just a straight line upwards, which was pretty incredible to see. And I think a lot of that had to do with excitement, euphoria, media attention. If you went on any website at all, any of these media companies, with Bloomberg, CNBC, blah, 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 talking about $10,000 Bitcoin, $15,000 Bitcoin, Bitcoin's gaining. And I think that led to a lot of FOMO, like I said, and people were just buying and buying and buying and getting burned, or potentially getting burned, when they bought the top of Bitcoin previously at $10,000. Now, this time around, I don't know if we're going to see anywhere near the level of that straight line run up that we saw previously. I think, you know, we've broken $10,000, certainly a psychological level, certainly an area of resistance. And I think that's great too. I think that is fantastic to see because I have quite a bit of Bitcoin. However, I don't know if it's going to run up anywhere near as fast because some of that excitement is gone because it's already happened before, at least in my mind. That's just going to be kind of my outlook. I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, okay, you know, it hit once, maybe it'll hit it again. But I think it'll reduce some of the, you know, some of the speed at which the upward movement happens with Bitcoin in the future and alternatively some of the other cryptocurrencies. One thing to watch though is if Bitcoin does do kind of the opposite of what I'm saying right now and really just pull another one of those straight line 90% movements, go back to the all-time high of around 20K over the course of 2-3 weeks, that'll take a lot of the oxygen away from the altcoins. Because when you're talking about Bitcoin, if Bitcoin makes another 90% upwards movement, you're talking about adding $150 billion to the market capitalization of Bitcoin, which presumably some of that might come from new money, new fiat money in the space, but a lot of that might come from altcoin money as well. So that's something to keep an eye on if you're looking at it is what's going to happen with Bitcoin in comparison to the altcoins. Is it Bitcoin's turn to, now that it's broken through 10K and some of that resistance or that psychological resistance level, is that going to steal some thunder away from the altcoins or will they be able to run with it and keep pace? Not exactly sure what'll happen there, but certainly an interesting point. One thing on Twitter that I thought was hilarious, this is Professor Aluna Lee at One Man at a Time. And again, at One Man at a Time. This is tweeted out a moment of silence, a Twitter moment, a moment of silence for the Bitcoin bottom sellers. And there were some funny, funny tweets here on February 6th. Bitcoin is the biggest financial scam of history. Another guy, bruh, Bitcoin is at $6,000. I am dead. When I bought this, it was at 11.6. I am done AF with investing. Another person, this February 6th, crypto is dead now. Take your money out. Take out of what is still there. Smart strategy is hold unless it's Bitcoin. Sell that ish as fast as you can because it isn't viable and some sucker wants it. Bitcoin is a pyramid scheme. Everybody who made profit will played a short-term pyramid scheme or Ponzi scheme. It will be 5K next week. Bitcoin is dead. All who say otherwise are fools and liars. Now, the interesting thing here is if you probably go back in time to a lot of these individuals' tweets, they're probably talking about buying Bitcoin at $15,000, $20,000. And obviously, if Bitcoin dips like it, you know, like it did in the past month, where it went pretty heavily down all the way from $20,000 to $6,000, that is a substantial correction. And if you bought at any points higher than that, you think that it's the worst thing on the planet. The funny part is, though, and I talked about this when it happened, but the people that bought at $20,000 were petrified to buy at $6,800. Like, that makes no sense to me, literally no sense to me. If you bought Bitcoin at $15,000 or $17,000 or $18,000, why would you have been scared to buy down here when the value was significantly better? It's incredible to me. And the psychology of humans is just, in terms of like these markets, it's so predictable and you can make so much money off of it because people get so excited when crypto goes up. And then the second there is bad news, they sell off, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with selling, but buying the top and then selling the absolute dip is what a lot of brand new people in the space do. And there's nothing wrong with that as well. The one thing I would say to that is that happened to me the first time I got into crypto. Happened in December 2013. I basically bought the top. I didn't really sell, but I bought the top and I stuck out a massive downturn, like an 80%+ downturn for a long, long time. However, the people that stick around and learn from that, if you bought $19,000 Bitcoin, there's nothing wrong with that. Was it the smartest move historically speaking, looking back? No, probably not. But there's nothing wrong with that. The thing though, that the incorrect thing to do in my mind is to sell at $6,000 or sell at $7,000 and say, okay, screw this, I'm done. I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to participate in these markets. And that's when you get screwed and that's when a lot of bad things happen. So that Twitter moment, which I will post in the, YouTube and podcast description, was hilarious to me just to see like the level of reaction that people have as all this crazy stuff went down. Now, Another point too, just outside of Bitcoin and crypto in general, there's a whole argument right now between Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, and a lot of people freaking out on Twitter. One thing that when I was looking at it, so a few different people pointed out transaction fees associated or the transaction time associated with a Coinbase transaction. And when you look at both the transaction fee as well as the transaction speed that's happening right now on Bitcoin, I think that it's kind of an overblown argument with the whole Bitcoin versus Bitcoin Cash deal. And I don't believe that, first of all, and I'm not a maximalist on any stretch. Like, I do think that Bitcoin Cash has valid concerns. I think they have valid points. I think scalability wise, like, it's a very easy solution to increase the block size, and they could potentially fix a lot of things a lot quicker than somebody like Bitcoin can with the Lightning Network and SegWit and some of these other kind of solves that they're trying to put in place that are maybe more ambitious, but also not as proven to potentially work. But if you look at the average transaction fee, you know, a lot of people are talking about, oh my God, the transaction fees of Bitcoin, the transaction fees of Bitcoin. Yeah, they peaked really badly, and they were like, the transaction fees on Bitcoin were basically unusable in late December, early January. Like, you couldn't even function. You had to send Litecoin, or you had to send Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash or something else. But now they've leveled off substantially to the point where the average Bitcoin transaction fee is $3. Are you gonna want to buy a $5 cup of coffee and pay $3 in fees? No. But if you send $1,000 of Bitcoin, or you send 10 grand to Bitcoin, is a $3 fee that big of a deal? Not in my mind. Not really. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. But as Bitcoin continues to innovate, that whole debate is going to be really interesting to see pan out. And, there are still faster cryptocurrencies out there. Litecoin is faster and cheaper. Bitcoin Cash is cheaper right now. But when you're building the entire argument of the entire value proposition of your cryptocurrency on the back of high transaction fees for Bitcoin and kind of the speed at which confirmations happen, right now Bitcoin is trending in a direction that I think is positive as well, which is why I've been bullish on Bitcoin too. I mean, you look at these charts and you see the fact that the average transaction fees are dipping substantially, and the speed at which transactions are occurring is also increasing quite a bit. I think that is a positive sign in the long run, in my mind. So I'm happy to see that pan out. Now, one thing, and I talked about this a little bit previously, where Rocco at Upstropolis on Twitter, I will link to his tweet in the YouTube and podcast description, but he talked a little bit about how it's interesting to see the difference between a Bittrex listing versus a KuCoin listing, or KuCoin, I don't really know how to pronounce it, KuCoin, but Polymath and Wax, both of which are pretty well-backed projects. Polymath more on the securitized token side, Wax on digital gaming skins. Both have big backers, all that good stuff. But Poly, which was a more recent ICO than Wax was, but Poly got listed to KuCoin and went up about 26%, 14% against Ethereum. So a fantastic movement, but not like holy crap. On the other end of the spectrum, Wax got added to Bittrex and was up 143% at one point in time. It definitely pulled back quite a bit, but it was up 143% at one point in time. Although Wax is still pretty far off its all-time highs. But it's interesting to see the level of difference between when a coin gets added to something like maybe a KuCoin to a Bittrex or some of the other larger exchanges. And if you are interested, the one person I would recommend following on Twitter for this, at least for Bittrex, is Richie LA. If you're not following him, he is the one that posts more articles, he's kind of funny puns about what's happening with Bittrex and provide some updates there as far as the tokens that they are typically adding to the mix. So definitely somebody that you want to follow if you are interested in learning about who might be getting added to Bittrex. Now, it's also interesting because in a lot of respects, Bittrex took their foot off the gas adding new tokens for quite some time. I think there are some regulatory concerns, and I think they're also working to shore up their exchange and platform. So they definitely pulled off adding new tokens, but within the past 2 or 3 days, they've added SRN. They also added Wax, which is, I think, a positive sign to see moving forward. They're still not accepting new users. So Bittrex, if you're newer to the crypto space and you don't have a Bittrex account, I'm sure that's going to happen soon. Hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later. But they're not adding new users at this point in time. One thing I would say in regards to this, though, is if you're trying to trade on new additions to Bittrex, it could be a dangerous game. Usually there's a very specific set point where you can buy and sell. And I've seen certain analytics on this where it might say, you know, you have kind of a 30 to 45 minute window to the second that that cryptocurrency is added to the exchange between when it gets added and when the peak profit is. So if you're not on the exchange, if you don't have your money on the exchange, and if you are literally not like looking at the API or looking at some of these tweets, it might be too late. So I would always be cautious. I think a lot of people look at something like this and, you know, look at a tweet like this from Rocco and see, yo, wow, Wax got added. It's 143%. I'm going to find the next one that's going to get added, or the next time somebody tweets out that something's going to get added, I'm going to buy in as soon as I can. And it's an easy way to get burned. So I'd always recommend some caution there. Now, hopefully, I'm going to keep an eye today on what is happening with this $10,000 mark that we are looking at. So that should be certainly an interesting thing to keep an eye on right now. Again, Bitcoin is hovering about $10,020. We'll see what type of movement we have in the long run. I'm doing, for me, how I'm approaching it, I'm doing my daily dollar cost average, not doing too much else beside that. I made two purchases sub $10,000. I bought Bitcoin at $6,900 and bought Bitcoin at about $8,600. I'm not going to rush in to buy anything fiat-wise above $10,000 at this point in time. I'll let the market shake out and hold on to my crypto for now. So I'm excited to see how it pans out. I am going to a Monero meetup in New York City. I've never been to a Monero meetup. I haven't done an incredible amount of research on Monero previously. I know, you know, a good amount about Monero, but I haven't done a ton of research yet. So I'm really excited to learn more about how they're approaching things and how they're different than Zcash and some of the other. I know there's obviously technical differences and also differences in community, but I'm excited to get an in-person feel for what that's like. I will certainly report back on that tomorrow with the recorded video. So stay tuned for that. And also, like I said before, if you haven't tried Brave Browser before, blocking ads, all that good stuff, supporting a crypto project, hit that link below in the description. That helps me out with a couple basic attention tokens. It is my ref link, but it's no added cost to you and you're supporting something in the community. And if you are new to the channel by any chance, hit that subscribe button. Appreciate all the podcast listeners out there. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.